Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Modi, who is also the Member of Parliament from Varanasi, extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, Mr. Modi said, "The government has significantly increased the sports budget, and today India's sports model has become athlete-centric with focus on talent identification, scientific training, nutrition and transparent selection."
साल 2014 के बाद से अलग-अलग खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन लगातार बेहतर हुआ है। हमें बहुत गर्व होता है जब जैन जी को खेल के मैदान पर तिरंगा फहराते देखते हैं। बीते दशक में स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर सरकार और समाज दोनों की ही सोच में बदलाव दिख रहा है। सरकार ने स्पोर्ट्स का बजट काफी ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है। आज भारत का खेल मॉडल एथलीट सेंट्रिक हो गया है। 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं। भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है।
The 8-day tournament, which will continue till 11th of this month, is witnessing participation of over 1,000 players from across the country competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. The Embassy of India in Caracas is in contact with the members of the Indian community and will continue to provide all possible assistance. Meanwhile, the ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. In a related development, the United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. OPEC Plus has agreed in principle to maintain steady oil output despite rising geopolitical tensions among key members and fresh uncertainty surrounding Venezuela. The 8 participating countries, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the United Arab Emirates, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Iraq, Algeria and Oman, collectively pump about half the world's oil. They had raised output targets by around 2.9 million barrels per day between April and December last year, equivalent to nearly 3% of global demand, before agreeing in November to pause further increases for January, February and March. India has become the world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. This was stated by Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday. He said India's rice production has reached 150.18 million tons compared to China's 145.28 million tons. Mr. Chauhan said India is now supplying rice to overseas markets.
India has overtaken China in rice production and become number one. This year, India produced more than 150 million tons, while China produced 145.28 million tons. This is an extraordinary achievement. By ensuring food security, we have filled our grain reserves. India is no longer a country that asks for food. It is now a country that supplies rice to the world.
The minister unveiled 184 improved varieties of 25 field crops developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research at an event held in the national capital. The government has dismissed a video as false which claims that Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced freebies like gold, mobile phones, 2- and 4-wheelers. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau said that the Prime Minister has not made any such announcement. The unit termed the video as AI-generated and fake. The government has urged citizens to be cautious of such misinformation and to verify facts before trusting them. 2018 Asian Games gold medalist Amit Pangal of SSCB and Sagar of Haryana registered contrasting wins to advance in the elite men and women national boxing championships being played at Gautam Buddha University in Greater Noida. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in isolated to some pockets of Nagaland and northeastern states till January 7. The weather agency has also predicted that dry weather is almost likely to prevail across all districts of Nagaland till January 10. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.